Well, good evening, and yes, it is that time of week again. It just comes around, doesn't it? And tonight I've got an unusual bottle of wine. It's Domaine Jean Monnier Effil Pommard Grand Epinot, Premier Cru, Clos de Citeaux, 2019 at 13.5%. You did hear that word right, Pommard. Now, Pommard is one of those words you get on bottles of wine that you pay extraordinary amounts of money for. And I paid around, or at least the price was £48 for this bottle of wine. I do hope you're pouring yourself something beautiful. I wouldn't like to say that I paid £48 because I always buy wine on a discount. Indeed, it's my life motto. Buy wine on discount. I've turned it into Latin. Vinum emir vilis. It's my motto. But yes, this is an amazing red currant, sort of red, which you can see all the way through. And it really does smell of red currants, cranberries, blueberries, and raspberries, I think. So, very, very fruity wine. I mean, arguably, you know, for the money, you could have just gone out, bought the fruit and crushed it yourself. But those people in Pommard, you know, they've got to scratch a living, as it were. So tonight I'm looking over the south coast, and there are a lot of daisies. Yes, the wine is magnificent. Worth every penny of whatever it was I paid for it, Vinum Emir Vilis, and not to be knocked. Well, definitely don't knock it over, not at that price. No, that's right. And yes, no, this is a very, very beautiful bottle of wine. I've opened it actually because I didn't really get to drink a really decent one at Easter, and I do like to have a Burgundy at Easter, a white Burgundy if possible, and a red one if not. Or both, you know, not, of course, in the same glass, because that would make a rosé, wouldn't it? Probably, something like that. But, yes, so I'm having this a little bit late, but that's because I was busy doing other things at Easter. So, what I was doing last week was I had this little bit of Schubert, and I kind of murdered it into a blues, I seem to remember. It wasn't quite as bad as this one. You know, it just made me think a little bit about jazz idioms, and what you notice particularly with jazz is they can't just have a chord. Like, for example, this is a chord, right? But they've got to do, I mean, we've got the same bass. They just can't seem to put the correct thing in the bass, can they? So, you know, you've got, say, a C chord, and they just chuck an F chord in, and it sounds like this. And then, you know, an A chord in this hand, where a B chord in this hand. And then, you know, you want to end, so instead of ending like, for example, you know, as any rational person would do, no, they end like this. They go, instead of, you know, for example. Yeah, you know, people, they just can't, you know, they can't sort of stick with the old stuff. They have to have this new gimmicky stuff all the time. Why did the can crusher quit? It was so depressing. Why do cats not go shop? Because they poor. Yes, the jokes around here are not going to get any better, are they? Even the cats around our way are immigrants. We call them Ali. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. This wine, and yeah, so it's excellent, but I wouldn't say it's great for jokes. Do you know, in our office we drink coffee all day just to get through the daily grind. Honestly, guys, if we were meant to, sorry dudes, I don't want to be what was it, using one gender, yeah, if we were meant to drink water, we wouldn't be clasping a large glass of wine come Friday, right? So how's your week been going? Mine's been going, well, it started off really bad, and then it got less bad, and then it started to mellow out a bit, and then I got some sleep, and, you know, since then it's been going pretty good, really. I've done quite a lot of lessons today. I've done trumpet lessons, piano lessons, and theory lessons. I thought for one moment I might have to do a chess lesson, but no, there didn't seem to be any takers for that one, so that was all right. I did play the piano and a large dog came and licked my left hand, which makes it impossible, you know, to play the piano. Absolutely impossible. That's the problem with dogs. They just don't really appreciate, you know, but well, there you go. Anyway, yes, yeah, so just little things, that is to say, the hedges are coming out beautifully green and there's lots of white may, but it's still winter cold, you know, and the long grey days and great deal of wind. I mean, I'm not, you know, criticising or complaining or anything like that, but it's, you know, it's about time we had a bit of sunshine, for example. I think we've had half an hour of sunshine so far in 2024, or at least I have. And, well, you know, just wondering if we're going to get any more anytime soon. So, yes, well, pressing on. Let's do a bit of a boogie, shall we? Thank you. went down to the graveyard. Oh, shite. Oh, fuck. Sorry about that, guys. Dudes. Mustn't misgender. Do you know, there's sometimes there's things more depressing, isn't there, than going to the graveyard. I went down to the graveyard. Today was so grey. The day was so grey. My 48 pounds bottle of wine. What was in that glass? What just fell off? It just fell off. It just fell off. It just fell off. I said, oh fuck. Oh fuck. I went down to the graveyard after I spilled my wine because I was just in that kind of mood. I said, don't you go spilling no more of that 48 pounds wine. It's enough to make you feel like you want to go down to the graveyard and still, I still got some of my wine. It's plastered on my leg. So in a minute, when no one's looking, I will lick my leg. You can lick my leg too, if you know how to. Down by the graveyard, I was moaning my wine. And while I'm about it, I'll moan my glass too, because that's the kind of thing that I want to do. All that wine, all this time, all of my wine is gone down to the graveyard with my glass. I smashed it into 3 bits. It's died now. My wine has died now. It's all in a little messy little graveyard, all of its own. But trying to look on the bright side, there's just a little tiny bit of wine that's been left in the bowl of the glass, because the bowls of the glass did not break. Just the base of the glass broke. Down to the graveyard to say goodbye to that wedding glass. It was all a mess, the last of the wedding glass. Now obviously, it was not my wedding. It was the wedding of a cousin I don't talk to no more. This is the graveyard of old friendships and old glasses and 48 pounds bottle of wine. It just gone all over the floor. Oh, it's a good thing that the carpet happened in the first place to be a wine color. That's right. Yes, because I said to myself, I said, what is the best color for a rug? I says to myself in the graveyard of the workshops. I said, buy me a rock that's a wine color for those Friday afternoons when I've gone down to the graveyard to mourn my wine. Until now I was feeling fine, but now I sin the graveyard of my wine. But apart from that, I'm feeling fine. So the message is always wear red trousers, which I'm doing right now, and a wine coloured rug. But what I would say is, if you are going to smash a bottle of wine or a glass of wine on a Friday evening, it's probably better not to do it to a £48 bottle of wine. So that was just sheer carelessness, to be frank with you. Not that, of course, I want to be frank with you or indeed anybody else, for goodness sake. Yes, so we'll just, you know, weep away our tears about that particular glass of wine, which was a pretty big glass of wine, but never mind, there is still some left in the bottle. Thank goodness it wasn't one of those wine bottle-shaped glasses. Anyway, have a lovely, lovely weekend. Don't do what I do, but do make sure that your rug's obviously a wine-coloured, but just don't spill the £48 wine, all right? Because you won't be getting any more of that anytime soon. No. Never mind. And if you did want to buy me a beer to make up for the fact that I've just probably, you know, spent something like £16 on a glass of wine and it went all over my wine-coloured carpet, which, of course, was entirely my own fault. But I was, you know, it happened during the moment of me entertaining you. It's not that I want you to feel guilty about it or anything, but it was actually your fault. Have a lovely, lovely weekend.